Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpovedový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Vypočujete si prvú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Scott Crepane is an American singer and an outstanding author of music and lyrics. He has written music for many major recording artists, such as Point of Grace, Jordan Sparks, Demi Lovato, and Joe Jonas. Let's hear an interview with this well-known artist. How did you first become interested in music?
One of my older brothers is a musician. So I watched him in bands when I was growing up, and I saw him writing songs. I basically just wanted to be like my big brother, so when he was done playing the piano, I'd climb up and play. My parents noticed the interest and got me started in piano lessons at the age of 5. Shortly after that, I was trying to learn the songs I heard on the radio, and then moved into writing my own stuff.
When did you know that you wanted to make music your career?
Probably late high school. I wasn't sure how to do it or what it would look like, but I knew I wanted to do something I loved, and music certainly fell into that category. I think taking 3 music classes and no higher maths in my final year of high school was probably a telling sign.
You have worked with many recording artists. What has been your most memorable experience from that work or collaboration?
It's always a joy to work or collaborate with an artist on a song to try to help communicate what's in their heart. I'm thankful to have worked with some extremely talented and wonderful people, and I truly enjoy the creative process, the puzzle of discovering a song. And on the occasions when I've worked with other writers and artists who have chosen to record those songs, that always seems to be surprising. And it's always fun to hear an artist interpret a song in their own way. I still remember the first time I heard Jordan Sparks sing, "This Is My Now."
Where do you find inspiration for your music?
Inspiration can come from anywhere. A book, a movie, a conversation, or just something I'm going through at the time. The problem is how to recognize it, and then having the time to develop the idea. I've got ideas and titles written down all over the place, just waiting to be written. And then there are those nights when I wake up at 3 a.m. and jump into the studio for a bit to write the inspiration down.
How does the process of co-writing a song work?
Co-writing for me is an opportunity to hang with a friend or two, talk about what's going on in life, and hopefully find a song that's born out of the conversation. It's discussing a lot of ideas and phrases that don't work but might lead to creating something brilliant. It's having the courage to stand on the diving board and maybe fall into the water, but taking a chance on doing the perfect dive.
What was the inspiration behind your song, Voyage?
Voyage was inspired by the C.S. Lewis book, Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Jeff Peabody, the co-writer, and I knew they were making the movie. So we figured we'd try to write a song to be considered for the movie. It ended up not getting used, but we liked the way it was created.
What advice do you have for the future musicians?
Advice? Keep doing what you do, and find places to share what you do. Or if you sing, find places to sing. School, coffee houses, church, etc. If you play an instrument, keep practicing and try to find places to play.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Scott Crepain is an American singer and an outstanding author of music and lyrics. He has written music for many major recording artists, such as Point of Grace, Jordan Sparks, Demi Lovato, and Joe Jonas. Let's hear an interview with this well-known artist. How did you first become interested in music?
One of my older brothers is a musician, so I watched him in bands when I was growing up, and I saw him writing songs. I basically just wanted to be like my big brother, so when he was done playing the piano, I'd climb up and play. My parents noticed the interest and got me started in piano lessons at the age of 5. Shortly after that, I was trying to learn the songs I heard on the radio, and then moved into writing my own stuff.
When did you know that you wanted to make music your career?
Probably late high school. I wasn't sure how to do it or what it would look like, but I knew I wanted to do something I loved, and music certainly fell into that category. I think taking 3 music classes and no higher maths in my final year of high school was probably a telling sign.
You have worked with many recording artists. What has been your most memorable experience from that work or collaboration?
It's always a joy to work or collaborate with an artist on a song to try to help communicate what's in their heart. I'm thankful to have worked with some extremely talented and wonderful people. And I truly enjoy the creative process, the puzzle of discovering a song. And on the occasions when I've worked with other writers and artists who have chosen to record those songs, that always seems to be surprising. And it's always fun to hear an artist interpret a song in their own way. I still remember the first time I heard Jordan Sparks sing, "This Is My Now."
Where do you find inspiration for your music?
Inspiration can come from anywhere. A book, a movie, a conversation, or just something I'm going through at the time. The problem is how to recognize it, and then having the time to develop the idea. I've got ideas and titles written down all over the place, just waiting to be written. And then there are those nights when I wake up at 3 a.m. and jump into the studio for a bit to write the inspiration down.
How does the process of co-writing a song work?
Co-writing for me is an opportunity to hang with a friend or two, talk about what's going on in life, and hopefully find a song that's born out of the conversation. It's discussing a lot of ideas and phrases that don't work but might lead to creating something brilliant. It's having the courage to stand on the diving board and maybe fall into the water, but taking a chance on doing the perfect dive.
What was the inspiration behind your song, Voyage?
Voyage was inspired by the C.S. Lewis book, Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Jeff Peabody, the co-writer, and I knew they were making the movie. So we figured we'd try to write a song to be considered for the movie. It ended up not getting used, but we liked the way it was created.
What advice do you have for the future musicians?
Advice? Keep doing what you do and find places to share what you do. Or if you sing, find places to sing. School, coffee houses, church, etc. If you play an instrument, keep practicing and try to find places to play.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Vypočujete si druhú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé, A, nepravdivé, B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva, C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
James Martin, a British chef and television presenter, is best known for his television work with the BBC. Martin presented the BBC cookery series Saturday Kitchen from 2006 until 2016 before leaving the BBC. Let's hear an interview with this popular chef. What is your early memory of food?
I was lucky and grew up on a pig farm where we ate stuff that we produced at home. So my early meals were always made up of the meat we couldn't sell.
What was your first job?
I cooked my first big meal at about 8 years old. I was doing a special dinner at a place called the Malian Spout in Gotland near Whitby. My parents used to know the owners, and because I wanted to be a chef, they let me into the kitchen at a very young age, working with amazing people like Brian Turner and Keith Floyd. The dinner I mentioned was my first ever serious dinner, though I was mainly peeling carrots.
What's been your most interesting buy?
I have two dogs, a working cocker spaniel called Cooper and a little Lhasa Apso called Ralph, that I bought from the pet store at Harrods one lunchtime about 5 years ago. It was a working lunch, the day before Saturday Kitchen, and I'd been celebrating. I ended up on the top floor of Harrods thinking I was going to buy a new pair of shoes, but I ended up in the wrong department, and I saw these two little black dogs. One of them was really looking at me, and I thought, he's pretty cool, so I bought them.
When were you happiest?
Right now. For the first time in my life, I feel absolutely happy and pleased because I do what I want, and not a lot of people can say that. I don't need anything. I don't want to be better than anyone else. I've pushed negativity away, out of my life. I only deal with good, positive people, and it makes you and everyone round you feel better.
What about your interest in music? How are your guitar lessons going?
I've just sent a text message to a group of friends who want to put a band together. I think I'll give it a go. We're not going to make albums, but have a bit of fun. I play lead guitar, and they're all semi-professional musicians. We might even do a big festival and perform a couple of songs.
What is the most romantic meal you've ever had?
Fish and chips on Whitby seafront with my partner Louise. Yorkshire is famous for its Michelin-starred restaurants, and of course we eat at amazing places too. But when it's a bit rainy and you're just sitting there by the sea and eating chips, well, you can't beat that.
What would you save in a fire?
Apart from my dogs, probably my granny's wooden chopping board in my kitchen at home. It's an old round breadboard, and she used to do the greatest bacon sandwiches of all time on that thing. She'd put so much butter on the bread that it would practically come out the other side. Always white sliced bread from M&S, Lurpak butter and bacon from Scott's the Butcher.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
James Martin, a British chef and television presenter, is best known for his television work with the BBC. Martin presented the BBC cookery series Saturday Kitchen from 2006 until 2016 before leaving the BBC. Let's hear an interview with this popular chef. What is your early memory of food?
I was lucky and grew up on a pig farm where we ate stuff that we produced at home. So my early meals were always made up of the meat we couldn't sell.
What was your first job?
I cooked my first big meal at about 8 years old. I was doing a special dinner at a place called the Malian Spout in Gotland near Whitby. My parents used to know the owners, and because I wanted to be a chef, they let me into the kitchen at a very young age, working with amazing people like Brian Turner and Keith Floyd. The dinner I mentioned was my first ever serious dinner, though I was mainly peeling carrots.
What's been your most interesting buy?
I have two dogs, a working cocker spaniel called Cooper and a little Lhasa Apso called Ralph, that I bought from the pet store at Harrods one lunchtime about 5 years ago. It was a working lunch, the day before Saturday Kitchen, and I'd been celebrating. I ended up on the top floor of Harrods thinking I was going to buy a new pair of shoes, but I ended up in the wrong department, and I saw these two little black dogs. One of them was really looking at me, and I thought, he's pretty cool, so I bought them.
When were you happiest?
Right now. For the first time in my life, I feel absolutely happy and pleased because I do what I want, and not a lot of people can say that. I don't need anything. I don't want to be better than anyone else. I've pushed negativity away, out of my life. I only deal with good, positive people, and it makes you and everyone round you feel better.
What about your interest in music? How are your guitar lessons going?
I've just sent a text message to a group of friends who want to put a band together. I think I'll give it a go. We're not going to make albums, but have a bit of fun. I play lead guitar, and they are all semi-professional musicians. We might even do a big festival and perform a couple of songs.
What is the most romantic meal you've ever had?
Fish and chips on Whitby Seafront with my partner Louise. Yorkshire is famous for its Michelin-starred restaurants, and of course we eat at amazing places too. But when it's a bit rainy and you're just sitting there by the sea and eating chips, well, you can't beat that.
What would you save in a fire?
Apart from my dogs, probably my granny's wooden chopping board in my kitchen at home. It's an old round breadboard, and she used to do the greatest bacon sandwiches of all time on that thing. She'd put so much butter on the bread that it would practically come out the other side. Always white sliced bread from M&S, Lurpak butter and bacon from Scott's the Butcher.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Vypočujete si tretiu nahrávku. Budete počuť 6 praktických rád, ktoré sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených číslami 14 až 20. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpovedového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6 podľa poradia v nahrávke. Pozor, jedna veta obsahuje informáciu, ktorá sa v nahrávke nenachádza. K tejto vete napíšte do odpovedového hárka X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
These tips are all about interest. Your love for your course and for your future career, because the secret to happiness is being able to love whatever it is you do in life. So find the right course at the right university or college, and you will be inspired to succeed. Listen to 6 important tips for you. Tip number 1. The most important idea when choosing your course is asking yourself why you want to study. Do you want to support your career by adding new skills to the existing ones? If this is the case, you should choose a course that is important for your future work. Discussing study options with your classmates, colleagues, or future employer can also help you decide the type of course. Tip number 2. There are really 2 parts to this advice. Where is the best country to specialize in your subject area? Maybe it's a country with a lot of work opportunities in industry, or a city that has specific resources. If you're interested in biology, why not go straight to the world's largest coral reef in Australia and learn right at the source? It's also a good idea to ask yourself, where in the world would you love to live for a few years? Tip number 3. Now that you have found your dream, let's just stop a minute and make sure it's realistic. Can you afford the flights, cost of studies and living? Do you need to have certain qualifications first? English language exams, for example? Don't get worried. If this subject or branch of study is your real interest, show it in your scholarship application and you may get some financial help. Tip number 4. While you are researching, you'll use all kinds of different aspects to judge a university or course by. So make a list of the top 3 things you're looking for. These could be school ranking, research facilities, practical experience, cost of studies, student support services, safety, social life, chance to travel. There are so many things, and what's right for you may be completely wrong for someone else. Tip number 5. Hopefully, you have some idea by now of how you prefer to study. And hopefully, the answer is not by sleeping or by crossing my fingers as I walk into the exam hall. Some people prefer final exams, others like regular assignments to keep them busy throughout the year. Some like theory, others like practical hands-on application, some like to work in groups, others like to work individually. Choose a course that suits your study style, and you will be more confident in your success. Tip number 6. Yes, choosing the right course is an important decision. But if you get there and you realize you've made a terrible mistake, it's not too late. Talk to the student counselor and see if there are better options for you there. Don't spend the next 5 years of your life staring at textbooks you have no interest in whatsoever. Remember, it's all about your passion. Keep it alive and you will succeed.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
These tips are all about interest. Your love for your course and for your future career, because the secret to happiness is being able to love whatever it is you do in life. So find the right course at the right university or college, and you will be inspired to succeed. Listen to 6 important tips for you. Tip number 1. The most important idea when choosing your course is asking yourself why you want to study. Do you want to support your career by adding new skills to the existing ones? If this is the case, you should choose a course that is important for your future work. Discussing study options with your classmates, colleagues, or future employer can also help you decide the type of course. Tip number 2. There are really 2 parts to this advice. Where is the best country to specialize in your subject area? Maybe it's a country with a lot of work opportunities in industry, or a city that has specific resources. If you're interested in biology, why not go straight to the world's largest coral reef in Australia and learn right at the source? It's also a good idea to ask yourself, where in the world would you love to live for a few years? Tip number 3. Now that you have found your dream, let's just stop a minute and make sure it's realistic. Can you afford the flights, cost of studies and living? Do you need to have certain qualifications first? English language exams, for example? Don't get worried. If this subject or branch of study is your real interest, show it in your scholarship application and you may get some financial help. Tip number 4. While you are researching, you'll use all kinds of different aspects to judge a university or course by. So make a list of the top 3 things you're looking for. These could be school ranking, research facilities, practical experience, cost of studies, student support services, safety, social life, chance to travel. There are so many things, and what's right for you may be completely wrong for someone else. Tip number 5. Hopefully, you have some idea by now of how you prefer to study. And hopefully, the answer is not by sleeping or by crossing my fingers as I walk into the exam hall. Some people prefer final exams, others like regular assignments to keep them busy throughout the year. Some like theory, others like practical hands-on application, some like to work in groups, others like to work individually. Choose a course that suits your study style, and you will be more confident in your success. Tip number 6. Yes, choosing the right course is an important decision. But if you get there and you realize you've made a terrible mistake, it's not too late. Talk to the student counselor and see if there are better options for you there. Don't spend the next 5 years of your life staring at textbooks you have no interest in whatsoever. Remember, it's all about your passion. Keep it alive and you will succeed.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.